to that. Okay, so the problem that we were up to, tuning from yesterday, the problem that we're up to, it's kind of an isolated point, I guess. And so you could, I mean, the cheshbon is tied in, but the point. Okay, so the problem we're working on is, do you say, if you have an esrog, so an esrog, this is an alam of avam vest. So if you have an esrog that has, that's dried out, let's say, or lulav, which is dried out, that's definitely possible. And it's possible because of hadar. Okay, because it lacks in hidar. It's ugly. It's bad. Okay? Fine. But now you have a machal, you have a question, you have another psal, which is called chaser. So you have it's missing. You have an esrog which has a hole in it, or holes in it. Right? So the question is, what's the, there's a psal. Mishnah says it's possible. Okay? So it's possible. And not only that, the Gemara says that it's only possible on the first day, not on the seventh day. So the question is, what is the psal? So Rashi, as the Ran learns, starts around. The Ran learns it's also hadar. It's lacking in hidar. It has holes in it. But it's different than dried out, because dried out is totally not hidar. It's totally disgusting. But the holes, is some of it is hadar, some of it is not hadar. Right? So therefore he says that when it's totally disgusting, it's possible whether it's deraisa or whether it's derabanan. But when it's only partially like in hidar, so then in the deraisa it's possible, but in the derabanan it's okay. That was the Ran from yesterday. Okay? But Rashi really learns that holes is not really a psal of hadar. Holes is a psal of kichatama. If the holes are mice holes, then it seems like he's learning it's a problem of hadar. But just holes, regular holes, is not a problem of hadar. Rather, it's alach l'kichatama, l'kach tem, l'chem yom rishon, meaning the first day, l'kicha has to be complete. So complete l'kicha means it can't have any... Can't have any lack. Okay, completely kicha. If there's a hole in it, it's not complete. Okay, whatever that means, whatever complete means. But the point is, it's not a problem of hadar, because according to Rashi, if it were a problem of hadar, then it would be possible all 7 days, because hadar is a requirement. Is once there's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of shavach, but masker shem shemayim, you can't use an object which lacks in hidar. That's a psul. So it wouldn't matter whether it's partially hidor or total hidor. Problem is, if you say that it lacks in hidor, then it's going to be possible all 7 days. So the fact that it's only possible for 1 day is because it's not a problem of hidor. Not a problem of hidor. Holes is not a problem of hidor. Problem of the kichatama. So you have machlokas. Does esrog, which has holes in it, lack in hidor, or does not lack in hidor? Right? I mean, that's punchline. Okay, is that a hidor problem, or is it a totally different problem? Problem of Rukiha Tama. So it would be nice to know, first of all, what's the machlok guess about whether it lacks in hidor? And then if it doesn't, what does it lack in? What's the idea of Rukiha Tama that it's lacking in? Right? It's holes in it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so on the surface, I mean, it sounds like, yeah, if you just ask you straight off the bat, I mean, there's a way to think about it. You say, does an esrog which has holes in it, is that lacking beauty? Ben Simon's back on. I don't know if he wants. Ben Simon is on. Oh, he's on the other. Yeah, okay. So if you don't know if it lacks in beauty, would you say it lacks in beauty if it has holes in it? So I say, sure. It's an esrog which holes in it. There are holes in it. What kind of esrog? It lacks in the beauty of the thing. I mean, an esrog, imagine, think about it. If I showed you an esrog, it's a beautiful thing. Part, you know, you'd think the part of the thing is like a nice, straight, smooth, whatever. I mean, once you have holes in it, so I'd say that lacks in the beauty of the thing. It's a holy esrog. That's certainly a pagam in the beauty of the thing. I mean, look, it may not be entirely without beauty, but it certainly lacks in beauty. Right? Now, according to the Ran, fine, it lacks in beauty, so it's good for the Darbon and bad for the Daraita. But Rashi doesn't have any distinction like this. Once it's lacking in Idor, then it's a psal. Right? There's no levels. There's no levels. So is it lacking in beauty? Yeah, sure, why not? It's lacking in beauty. There's holes in it. Right? Certainly an appropriate category. So that's, you know, I mean, sorry, that's the Ran's arguing. It does lack in beauty. So what's the sword to say that it's not? Like, for instance, I mean, this idea of Hadar, I mean, I think, pretty sure, but there's a case, for instance, if it has blemishes on it. certain wounds, like brown marks, black marks, whatever it is, chazazos, whatever chazazos means, some sort of a blemish. So that takes away that's possible, depending on how many, where they are. But I mean, they're psilim like that. You know, why are they apostle? So I don't know. I don't see an open thing here that says it, but it seems pasha that it's because it lacks in hadar. That's why it's apostle. It's an asrog. It's tamah. It's complete. It just has a blemish. Blemish is a undermines the hadar in the thing. Right? I mean, I think it's not much of a leap to say that. What's wrong with the blemish? But blemishes are, they take away from beauty. It's like a mark. Right? So it seemed like the idea of, right? It seems like the idea of there isn't a phenomenon of psulim based on hadar. I'll give you an example, just maybe to bring up the question. But like, let's say you had let's take a mundane example. Let's say you had a woman and she had holes in her face. So, would you say that she's beautiful? The idea of hidor, but my point is like this, is you can differentiate, but if the point is the psul is that it's lacking hidor, because it's a hadar, it's pretty hadar, and it has to be beautiful, so then, whatever, it's true, holes are just an absence, and the blemish is a positive thing. But, I mean, bottom line is, in terms of hidor, I mean, holes could be even worse. I mean, who cares? A hole. Physically, a hole is an absence, but in terms of the overall thing, it's not an absence, it's a deformity. The guy has a hole. There's a hole in the face. It's a... That is, in terms of the thing, it's a positive thing. It's a hole. A hole is a positive thing in terms of the aesthetic. Right? In terms of the substance, like to a physicist, a hole is not... There's no substance called hole. But to an artist, the hole is, look, there's a hole. I mean, isn't that, in terms of aesthetic, a hole is a thing. A hole's a hole. It's a positive thing. This is a space. Right, like. So in terms of hidur, why do these differences matter? It's true it's a little different, because it's an absence. But so what? In terms of hidur, it should be psul and hidur. It's not hadar. That's Ron's argument. Anyone else? Okay, so it reminds me of a joke that my kids, somehow my kids got this from school. But my kids came over to me and, you know, gave me this question one day. They said, would you rather go to jail for one day or have 7 holes in your head? So what would you say? Huh? Okay, so you think you'd say go to jail for a day. That's what I said. But they said, what do you mean? You already have 7 holes in your head. You have 2 eyes, 2 ears, right? Who knows, nostrils and a mouth. Right? So that's a funny joke, right? But the point is that the question is like my example, if you say my girl has holes in her face, right? Is there lack in hidor? So but she does have holes in her face. Right? Her eyes and her mouth and her nose, right? So but the reason why that's There's nothing ugly about a hole. It's just that since most faces don't have holes, besides for those 7, so therefore an additional hole is ugly, right? Right. It's like the comparison to the ordinary face, which makes a hole ugly, right? It's just that's what I say. It's like an absence. There's nothing ugly about a hole. It's not like see dried out and shriveled up. You say that's like a it's dried out. It's brown and it's like scaly, whatever. Or a blemish is like something unappealing intrinsically about a blemish. It's something wrong with that. But an absence, it's just because when you compare it with the regular face, for instance, there's a hole in it. But for instance, in an esrog. Like if someone just showed you an esrog, okay, showed you an esrog, you never seen an esrog before, and it had some holes in it, you say, oh, okay, it's a nice fruit. There's nothing wrong. It's that you know that esrogs don't have holes in them, right? An esrog doesn't have a hole in it, and therefore you say, oh, that's an ugly esrog, right? So it's like if someone showed you a dried out esrog, you'd say, oh, that's ugly, it's dried out. Right? If someone showed you an esrog that had blemishes on it, like brown marks on the skirt, you know, whatever. There's something that's blemished. Even if you've never seen it before, but there's an appearance of a blemish. It's like a homogeneous yellow thing, and it has like a dried, you know, has like a brown, whatever chazal is, some sort of a scab on it. Okay, but a hole, some things have holes. Certain things that are hole have holes in them, certain things don't have holes in them. Swiss cheese has holes in it. Right? Certain things have holes, certain things don't have holes. So faces have holes. So maybe the question is does the psul of Hadar have to be where, and it could be, it's like kind of like what you're trying to say, it's like, does it have to be where it's really like, there's like a bad feature of it, something which is intrinsically disgusting or intrinsically a pgam, or it could even be that it's a lack of hadar because up against the ordinary esrog is lacking and it has a hole. See, a hole, you don't see a hole. A hole just means, hey, isn't there supposed to be space there? Isn't there supposed to be yellow there? So therefore you say it's ugly because you say, oh, there's something missing. But that something missing is just filled in by your mind and your comparison with the ordinary esrog, which always is kind of just contiguous. But when you see an esrog, when you see a yavesh, or you see like a blemish on it, you say it's ugly because of what's over there. That's ugly. That's a pagam. I mean, so the question is like, the lack in hidor? That's the question. Is that a lack in hidor? Does the lack in hidor have to be where it's intrinsically aesthetically? It's aesthetically unpleasant. I mean, look, you could say anything is hard to know, but there's certain things in your mind that are intrinsically, aesthetically unpleasant, ugly. So like dried out or a blemish. So does it have to be something that's intrinsically, aesthetically unpleasant, or it could even be that it's unpleasant, it lacks in hadar, because of the mind is used to seeing ordinary things, and therefore in comparison to ordinary things, it's missing. Therefore, it's not hadar. So you have to be absolute lack of hadar, or it could even just be like a relative in comparison with the ordinary. See, I know you could try to argue and say, listen, if I've never seen esrog before, so maybe I think esrogs have blemishes on them. But I don't think that's really true. I mean, a blemish is a thing. A blemish is a blemish. And dried out is dried out. You know, dried out. Dried out is disgusting. It's shrivelly. It's whatever. It's not. There is such a thing as beauty. There's such a thing as beauty. And there's such a thing as ugly. And there's a sense that you have. But a hole, I'm saying, is a hole depends on the thing. Hole is not beauty or ugly. Not everything is continuous. Hole is just where, what is its shape? Hole is just a matter of shape or whatever. So it's not like there's a hole and then there's a big black thing on it. It's just a hole. So, but yeah, who's to say what the shape of the thing is? So if you don't know what the shape of the thing is, and then the hole isn't the lack of beauty. Donut has a hole. Something wrong with that. Bagel has holes, nothing wrong with it, it doesn't look ugly. Because you know bagels have holes. But challah rolls don't. I mean, certain things do, certain things don't. Esrogs have bumps. Maybe there's a hole. Maybe there's whatever. So there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the hole. But given that I know what esrogs look like, so now if I see a hole in the thing, I say, oh, that's a holy esrog. That's a pagam. That's not beautiful. It doesn't fall in line with my ordinary esrog. And given that I know what faces look like, so if I see an additional hole in the face, I'll say it's ugly. But intrinsically, there's nothing wrong with it. Why is a hole in the cheek any more ugly than a hole in the eye or a hole in whatever? There's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. Sometimes certain things have holes. But it's still, I mean, kind of my point is, like, it could be, it's not only that it's compared with other esrogs that you've seen, but it's more compared with what you imagine should be there.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The lack of hidor. But the lack of hidor is because shouldn't there be more skin there? It's not that there's a pagam, it's just that you say it's ugly because you say it's not complete. Isn't there something missing? Isn't it supposed to be? So you say what's ugly about it is because your mind tells you there should be something more there. So even if you could infer, not because you know what other esrogs look like, but it's because you kind of see the symmetry and you could imagine there's supposed to be something else there. But it's still, it's not that your mind is not ugly per se because there's the feature of ugliness. It's more that it lacks in the beauty because you say there should be something else there. You know, so it's like in comparison with what your mind pictures to be the perfect esrog, you're saying it's lacking. But it's not that there's a pagam, or just an absence. It's an absence and you fill in the blank and your mind tells you that's, you know. But you could say the psul of hidur has to be like a positive pagam. That's kind of what you guys. That's kind of what you're trying to say. But it's not. It's not as compared with what should have been, or that's already. It's a different idea. It's like because I'm comparing it and saying what should be, so therefore it's not other. Could have been better, kind of thing. But it's not a pagam. Saying it's what it should have had. Right, even a hole in the face. It's just because they say, "Well, shouldn't there be continuous?" But that's not, it's not ugly per se. It's ugly because it's missing, as opposed to a feature of ugliness. That's what I say. It's a positive contradiction to a hidur, as opposed to just saying, shouldn't it have something more to it? Shouldn't it have something more? That's a different idea. It's a different category of ugliness. But it is really interesting. It's like you got to really get into your mind about your categories of beauty, and you know, this is always fascinating about these guys, how they held their sugyas. It's like, we talked to somebody yesterday, but you really like have to get in touch with your entire category, your aesthetic categories, you know, and define them in ways you never imagine defining these things. They're just, you know. So what's, maybe we could help us out, get a little clearer, but what's the Likicha Tama? And he holds the halacha. I'm not saying that there's not a lack, that it's not a lack of hidur if it's missing something. That is a lack in beauty. But it's a different type of a lack in beauty. There's a lack in beauty because it's a pagam, and there's a lack in beauty because it's missing something which I imagine should be there. It's different. And the question is, the psul of hidur, the psul, or something is possible because it lacks in hadar, is it where you, only where you have like a pagam? What he's saying is, even if it's just missing the beauty, that's also a good psul. So it's like a different, how far does the psul of hidur go? Rashi holds that the psul of hidur doesn't go that far. He says, look, it has to be a beautiful thing, it can't have a pagam, but just because it's missing the full of hidur, that's not that type of lack hidur isn't a posa. That's a different problem. The kichatama, which we have to explain all that. You know? Okay, good. Okay, good. Danny's saying, I think it comes naturally, what you're saying is that an absence, we're saying, is not a problem, according to us, is not a problem of hidur. It's not ugly. It's not defined as ugly, so to speak. But if you have a requirement that it has to be complete, that l'kicha tama, that you have to be taking the complete cheftzos, right, you can't be lacking at all. It has to be complete. Okay, so let's say the objects are complete. Complete, what does complete mean? Complete means relative to what's the way it's supposed to be. The way it's grown, the way it's supposed to be, whatever, however you define, but complete only, complete doesn't make any sense objectively. Complete is means relative to what's supposed to be there, right? Relative, that's what complete means. See, hadar, you say there's an intrinsic idea of beauty. So you could say the intrinsic idea of beauty doesn't go by what should be, it just goes by what is. So you say a pagam is a lack of hadar. An absence, what's wrong with that? Because what should be, I don't care what should be, hadar just goes by what is, not what should be. But complete means, well, who's to define something as complete? Complete means based on what's supposed to be there, the way it grew, let's say, the way it's supposed to, the way most things are, whatever it is. But if it has holes in it, then it's not tama. Kicha tama. So on the first day, all the days, the psul of hadar. The thing is ugly. That's a psul all the days. But on the first day, it has to be the perfect l'kicha, okay, which means that you must be taking the complete meaning. Whereas that's why we say like the pitam can't be off. Because it's a kichatama. It has to be the complete asrog. Complete asrog is screwed with an asrog as a pitam. It got to have a pitam. Okay, not having a pitam is a similar thing. It's not ugly. It's not ugly. It's just that it's not complete. It's not a kichatama. First or second, yeah. Yeah, right. That's the thing. If a pitam follows you, you say it's first second. It's a kichatama. It means the first day has to be the complete kichatama. It means the complete thing, exactly the way it grew. Okay, the way it grew, that's a complete asrog. So if it goes without an asrog, without a pitam, then it is complete. Because certain ones grow with, certain ones grow without. So you see there, the complete is defined by its growth. So there, if it has holes in it, that's not tama. But that's, again, because complete is only always relative to something. But the question is, hidur isn't. Hidur is, that's what the Rashi argues, is an objective thing. That's a good point. So, I mean, the question is, so according to the Ran, who says that hadar could be as compared with the regular, with the normal asrog, so you say if it has holes in it, you know, it's not a pagam, but it's compared with what a normal one, it's deficient, so therefore it's ugly. So then why would you say that if the pitna falls off also, it's a lack of hadar? Because compared with the regular asrog, it's not? Do they have epithems? So the shyness is good. Is that some esrogs have epithems, some esrogs don't have epithems. So therefore, you can't say it's an ugly esrog because it doesn't have its epithem fell off, because some don't have it, some do, some don't. So it's not, it doesn't make it ugly. It doesn't make it ugly. It's compared, you know. So therefore, but holes, no esrogs have holes in them. Esrogs don't come with holes. So it's compared with the regular thing. It's a holy esrog. So therefore, that's a pagam. Not a positive pagam, but it's a pagam in terms of a lack. But in terms of lekicha tama, so apparently tama means complete. Complete is defined based upon, not based on the normal esrog. That means complete. It means as it grew. Tama, the perfect lekicha. That it's. I mean, you could have thought to define it based on the normal, but apparently it's not. It's defined based upon the way it grows. So the way it grows, they say if it grows an esrog with a pitum, then tama means it has to have the pitum. Otherwise, it's not tama. It's not complete. It's been part broken off. But it goes without it, then fine, that's tama, because that's the way it grows. I think, that, to my knowledge, that's halacha le'epitlim. It goes without, right? I mean, maybe there are some shittos who hold objectively, you know. I don't know, I haven't really researched that, but. Yeah. Okay, good. We good? Yeah, and then, so that's fine. So according to Rashi, so they're saying if it has holes in it, it has nothing to do with hadar. So the lack of hadar in the sugya is only, according to Rav, is when the achbara made it. Right, so saying the achbarim eat it, and it's lion's adar, not because it has holes. That's what I thought, maybe because it had holes. It says, no, it's not because holes. Holes is chaser, holes is kichatam, no problem. It's because the achbarim, because it's moss. And the second gear says, no, the adar means the holes isn't a problem of yidur, and there's the achbarim, because holes are achbarim, doesn't matter, and that could be the same definition as yesterday. Is the achbarim, which is like a psychological thing, is that like yidur or not the same, way? I mean, I'm actually going to do the two lishnas exactly the same way. Same way as with the so it's good. Right? Okay. Fine. So what we're going to do next is, this is interesting, but is now we're going to do the Ravid and the Ramban and the Ramon. But the Ravid, I mean, basically they're grappling with this issue. The other issue is that the Gemara, the same issue basically, the Gemara says, Bishlama Hadar, Yavesh, because Hadar. So you need it all 7 days. Right, so the Gemara openly says that Yavesh is a problem all 7 days, it's all 7 days, that's our Mishnah, like Gemara. But then you have this Gemara here, which seems to be saying is that the Chaser seems to be talking about Hidor, and it says only on the first day. So it's a problem. So the Ran said, the Rabban Darai saw different things, right? Rashi says this Gemara is not talking about Hidor, so in Kichatama, really Hidor is all seven. The Ravid says basically it's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas. Our Gemara originally held Hidor is all 7 days. But the Raisa Darbanan, but this Gemara Lamed Vav is basically paskening that Hidor is only a problem on the first day. And we paskening this Gemara Lamed Vav, and Hidor is only a problem with the Raisa Darbanan, there is no problem with Hidor. Okay, that's why the Ravid says it. He basically says, he learns his machlokas and sugyas. That the Gemara, that written in the beginning of the parak, holds that Hidor is a problem all 7 days. The Gemara on Lamed Vav holds Hidor is only a problem on the first day. It's not a problem in the Darbanan, it's only a problem in the Raisa Hidor. And therefore he says, and we paskin like the Gemara and Lamed Vav, that basically Hidor is only a problem on the first day, and then there's no Hidor problem in the Rabbanans. Okay? This is the right that I don't think we're going to do inside, but that's what he, I just want to tell you that's what he says. It's more of a psak thing, it's not so much of a spot, you know?
How do it only apply on the first day? It's not a requirement on the first day, really?
Right. It's not a requirement on the first day. It's only a requirement on the first day. Right. The Ramban, and this is what I want to do. Ramban learns that really, how does he answer this theory? He says there's two different ideas of the second, third, fourth, sixth, of the seventh day. There's the deoraisa. When our Gemara says that Hidor applies all 7 days, that's talking about on all 7 days in the mikdash. In the mikdash, they took the lulav nesrog all 7 days, and just like there's a psul of Hidor on the first day, which applies ek deoraisa everywhere, there's a psul of Hadar second through seventh in the mikdash. So an our Gemara on Lamed Vav is saying is that on the first day versus the second day there's no Hidor, that's talking about the second day of the Rabbanan. Nowadays the second day, which is the Rabbanan, and then there's no Hidor in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan has no Hidor at all. There's no Psul of Hidor in the Rabbanan, according to him. But on the 7 days in the Mikdash, there is a Psul of Hidor. Okay, there's a Psul of Hidor. So that's why he says, but he says, the 7 days in the Mikdash, he says, is exactly the same as all as the first day, except for Lachan. Lachem means it has to be yours, that's only on the first day, not on the 7 days. Okay? Even in Mikdash. First day is only the Katan Lachem Yom Rishon. And it seems to me, I have to look at it again, but it seems to me the Rambam holds that even in the Mikdash you didn't have a Hidur problem on the 7 days, only on the first day. So what I want to do is I want to look at the Ramban. I think we should read some of the Ramban and figure out what his position is. And it's a question. Oops.
Is there
a problem for all 7 days, right?
In the Mikdash,
correct. In the Mikdash, but not the Rabbanan. Not the Rabbanan. Apparently he holds that the Rabbanan never carried over the Hadar. The Rabbanan doesn't apply. Right? But still, the Raisa and Mikdash does apply. Right? So I just want to read through the Ramban. I want to read through some of it. And then it's a little bit long, but I want to go through certain parts. So if you want to look at it, it's the Ramban in this green Rambans. It's on page, it's in the Hilchos Lulav La'arayvet. Asagos Ramban al La'arayvet. Page Tas. Aval achshav anichoz alataritz hashmos karoi. I mean, you could read. I mean, I'm going to kind of jump around a little bit. Basically, from there, the Ramban gives his position. Okay? That's basically, I mean, that paragraph, a few paragraphs, you know. You can just keep reading from there and just keep going. Yeah, I mean, it's an easy read. Kind of read easy, but it's, you know, I'm trying to take what ideas we get out of it.
Okay.
Okay?